AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane weakening to a tropical storm, but bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and homebuyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will consider if the Wisconsin Elections Commission should have appointed a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled it didn't have to. Republican lawmakers in the State Justice Department asked the high court to weigh in. Lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money. Laura Dresser is co-author of a new UW-Madison study.
In these last 5 years, lower wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
Dresser says women and workers of color are still making less than others. She says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A popular section of the Superior Hiking Trail has officially reopened just in time for the most active hiking season of the year. The Bean and Bear Lakes Loop Trail had been closed for construction to address erosion and tread degradation concerns. On Friday, the Superior Hiking Trail Association announced the reopening of the trails, which now feature more than 2 miles of updates. The Penn Creek and Bear Lake campsites were also reopened along with the trail. More renewal work is scheduled on the trail next year. School District of Superior officials hosted an informational session on the proposed November referendum on Tuesday night. The district proposed a 5-year referendum that would begin at $2.5 million this school year and end at $5.5 million for the 2028-29 school year. The district is facing an expected deficit of $2.5 million and has already been forced to lay off staff and close the school due to budget concerns. They say without the referendum, residents could see more cuts and increased class sizes. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show at 11:33, he joins us every other Thursday. The Acme Packing Company sports guru, Paul Noonan, joins us to talk all things sports balls. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big
party, man.
Yeah, brother,
right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, it's beautiful weather, isn't it, man?
Yeah, the weather is incredible. We got to enjoy it while it lasts.
that's it, you know. It's slated, Calvin, for at least the next 7 days, 78 to 80 degrees, man.
Oh, yeah. Feeling good.
Yeah. But, you know, it's Thursday. And so, you know, there's this song that comes out around Christmas, and it goes like this. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, it's not quite Christmas. But it's the most wonderful time of the week for me. I get a chance to reconnect with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Earl, and to the listeners. I'm doing great. It's Thursday, and it's busy, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, this is a really... So the changing of the seasons, when we're talking about spring to summer, and fall and summer to fall and then fall to winter, which is the busiest time for you?
It's getting to be the busiest time the last 3 months of the year, because at that time the changing of the season makes, and people are starting to get closer to each other, so we see more viruses, and then a lot of people want to get vaccines for the flu shot, for the COVID shot. So, yeah, this time, like beginning of the school, and we start to see more busy times than ever. And then January, February gets to also be busy, and then it gets to kind of decrease after that. But I would say that the winter is one of the busiest season in pharmacies in general.
All right. So you got what you got for us today, Dr. Omar?
I want to talk about proteins and the importance of taking proteins.
So what is a protein? What is a protein?
Protein is very particular, very important need for the body. And we cannot store proteins. So we need to constantly take proteins. I would say like every 8 hours, we need to take an amount of proteins that helps our body to build muscles and to assimilate energy. And it's one of the very strong ways of anti-aging and is keeping our muscle growth, because a lot of people, when they turn 50, 55, 65, 75, they lose muscle mass, and when they lose muscle mass, they cannot get it back.
Well, I have to say to you two things first. So what are the foods that we need to be eating to, you know, to have proteins, get the right proteins in our bodies?
Very good question, and it's a big debate that can happen around the foods that we can eat to make proteins. And we have to say that the more dense food in proteins are the meat, lean meat. And then we have to go to the plant-based diet that have less proteins into the diet. So they have to eat more of the meals so they can get the enough proteins to support the muscle mass. But let's say that we want to be moderate. So I would say if we eat meat, let's say 2 days a week, and then the rest of the week we can eat lean meat coming from fish and coming from chicken, poultry. Mediterranean diet have this kind of variable sources of proteins because we also have beans, lentils. The challenge with beans and lentils is that they don't have enough proteins into them. Actually, they have more carbs, like 1 to 4, like 1 protein to 3 or 4 carbs. So you have to eat a lot of beans to get enough proteins from a meat source. So I want to tell vegetarians who are listening to us, you have to look into pea protein and those kind of healthy and high quality protein shakes to make sure that you're getting enough proteins in the day. You have to take the B12, but taking B12 every day is not enough for you to build muscle mass, because we see a problem, especially with middle-aged women, is that 50 and 60 years old, they would lose muscle mass. It's not coming back. And I ask them and they tell me, we've been vegetarian all our lives. Unfortunately, they have been vegetarian, but they are not eating enough proteins. And I want to tell you a little hack that I do, and I tell my clients to focus on getting enough proteins through the day, which is eating a healthy breakfast, which contains proteins, can have the meat, can have the greens. Takes some planning to make sure that I get this 30 grams of proteins into the breakfast, because that's going to help cover the rest of the day. So I can have a good, nice dinner that has also have like about 40 grams of proteins. And then with lunch, I would get another maybe 20 grams. So I want to get like 100 grams of proteins a day, which is kind of, I'm generalizing, but this is kind of a final destination number that I would tell you. If we aim for 100 grams of proteins a day, it would help us to protect the muscle mass for us that we need as we age and as we, like, you know, gain more years, become more wise, and keep our muscles.
So if we don't know, so I can't envision 100 grams of protein. What is that, a couple tablespoons? I can't envision what that looks like, could possibly look like, because, you know, you are constantly talking about balance. So. Yes. You know, if you overdo the protein thing, then you run the risk of what? Gaining weight?
If you overdo proteins, you overwork your kidneys.
Wow.
And when you overwork your kidneys, but that goes beyond that. That goes above 260 grams of proteins when you're not doing exercise, resistant exercise. So for most people, they're not going to have this problem who don't have kidney issues. If let's say that if we are eating like 3, even 4 meals, doing moderate exercise through the day, we're not going to have this problem. The challenge is that the minimum amount of proteins to eat in the day, that's what's recommended. And for most American consumer, we don't eat enough proteins. We just eat a lot of junk food, a lot of calories, but, you know, this is not proteins. We need to have enough of the healthy amount of proteins. And by that, we are talking about primarily, we're talking about meat, we're talking about poultry, we're talking about fish. So diversifying is the key.
You know, Dr. Omar, you You talked about the fact that once you lose your muscle mass, you know, you can't get it back. I will tell you, I will tell you that before I started taking CoQ10, how do you pronounce that?
CoQ10.
My strength. So muscle mass and strength, are they one and the same or are they two different things?
Muscle mass and strength. Is this what you asked me for?
Yes.
Yeah, if your muscle is hurting you, you're not going to be able to exercise, and you're not going to be able to build it. You're not going to make it strong enough, you know?
So the reason I ask that is because since I started taking CoQ10 from you, and now maybe, I don't know, a year maybe.
A few months now.
It's been a while. I can feel my strength coming back. You know, I realize I had attributed it to just the aging process. I had never, you know, been older before. So I used to be a very strong man, but some of the other medications I was taking was breaking down my muscle mass. And so I didn't realize those things. But you clearly are pointing out some really important things that people should listen to in your body. Look at your body, listen to your body, and listen to what you are saying, because I'm honestly telling these listeners that it's made a difference for me.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, Earl. In America, more than 90 million Americans take statins every year. 90 million. So statins have a side effect of muscle weakness. It can cause rhabdomyolysis, which is muscle gets to disintegrate. This is one extreme side effect. When we take CoQ10, we are helping. There is mechanisms in the body that helps to kind of prevent or lessen this effect. So if you go to the doctor, they find the lipid profile is bad. One of the main medications that they give you, if you have high LDL, low density lipoprotein, which is important to keep it under control, they give you a statin. The statin causes problems. The doctor would give you the statin, but the doctor is not going to tell you that you have to take CoQ10 to prevent the problem of muscle weakness or decrease and lessen the effect. You have felt it when you took the CoQ10. You have more energy into the muscles, and now your muscles are stronger, and now you can, if you want to go to the gym, if you want to walk longer, you can do it, right?
Yes. So we're back to proteins.
Yes,
and what the proteins actually do for your body.
Yeah, metabolic health. So let's say that muscle mass helps regulate metabolism by improving insulin sensitivity and glucose utilization. So stronger muscles make you use the glucose more. Stronger muscle is going to help people who have type 2 diabetes, even type 1 diabetes. Physical independence. It's essential to stay physically active as we age. Mobility, coordination, reducing the risk of falls, injuries. Muscle gets to be the main, most important thing for anyone who's aging, right?
All right.
Other things.
844-967-2789 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, how can people get in contact with you?
Call at the pharmacy at 262-429-9429 and leave me a message, or they can go to willtopiarx.com. Willtopia, as you say it, wellness and utopia becomes willtopiarx.com, and send me a message.
And Calvin, how can if people want to hear and miss something from the shows, how can they reach back?
Yeah, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show. You can also download the Earl Ingram Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much. So Dr. Omar, you know, by the way, anytime you have a question that you want to ask Dr. Omar, it doesn't have to be topic related. At any time we're doing these shows and there's something you want to reach out to Dr. Omar about, feel free to do that. We're not locked into the subjects that we're talking about because, you know, I had some people ask me, well, can we call and talk? Yeah, you can talk to Dr. Omar about any subject during any time that we are doing this show. So Dr. Omar, proteins, and as you talked about, as we age and yes, slips and falls, and just the aging process is really difficult on us if we don't prepare for it. Is it safe to say that? I mean, if you just allow yourself to age and you're doing nothing to prepare your body and your mind and everything else that goes along with aging, you really put yourself in some tough situations. Is it safe to say that?
It is safe to say that. I want to tell you that I learned about hormones and longevity from women lecturers. So when I travel to attend a world-class lecturer or doctor scientist about longevity, one of those women is 76 years old, and she starts the day by saying, I'm very sorry for anyone who tries to talk to me in the gym in the morning. I don't talk back to them. I am very focused. I am stressed. because I don't like to go to the gym. I don't like strength training, but I have to do it to protect my muscles, to stay fit, to stay focused, and to stay strong, because I want to be independent for the rest of my life. So I would say muscle mass is going to help protect you from disease-related, age-related diseases like osteoporosis, heart disease, arthritis. Muscle and strength training is going to help you with your immune function. It's going to help to enhance the recovery. If you get sick, you get fast recovery. That is very important. When it comes to the amount of proteins in what you eat, let's give an example of a sirloin steak, 6 ounce sirloin steak. That's about 42 grams of proteins. 42. And the reason that I'm putting a lot of strength into taking proteins in the breakfast, because most of us eat dinner, okay? And if we eat dinner, we usually take between 40 and 60 grams of proteins into the meal. If I add another 30 grams or even 25 grams of proteins in the breakfast, then we are left with another maybe 15, 20 grams for lunch, what we eat in the middle. So that kind of give us the 100 grams of proteins, which is minimum. I'm going to say it again, minimum to help to protect muscle mass that we need as we age. And the other thing also is that we need more proteins as we grow, as we age, because the body does not store these amino acids, which is how when we say proteins, we have to say that it breaks down in the body by the liver to amino acids. Those amino acids are highly needed, and they are not equal. All right, they are not equal. Some of them are more important than others, that help with important metabolic pathways that are going to help us with longevity. So even for people who go through intermittent fasting, it is okay, but make sure that you're eating enough proteins through the day.
You know, Dr. Omar, you have supplements for everything. Are there supplements for proteins?
Supplements for proteins are actually to take the amino acids and focusing on the more important ones as a powder, and you put it into a shake or water. So we have a lot of different kinds of pea protein, PEA protein, which is very important for vegetarians to take, because most of vegetarians are not taking enough of the daily protein intake as I see them coming to the pharmacy asking me questions. And one of the main and most important question is that how can I get enough proteins through the day? This gets to be very important. The other thing also I want to tell the vegetarian people is that when you eat a lot of vegetables and salads, that actually changes the biome in the gut, changes the way that the GI and the intestines are extracting nutrients, so they can make use of the, and this is very interesting, they can make use of proteins better than other people. So that's how they can keep their muscle mass if they eat enough proteins in the plant-based diet that they do, but they need to be more careful to get enough to protect their muscle mass.
You know, you talked about the fact that, you know, these proteins that are so critically important to us, and you keep saying eat lean meat. You know, the way people look at lean meat is flavorless, because, you know, you go into it to order a steak, you want to make sure there's what they call marbling, meaning the fat. That's where the flavor is. But that's not the way we should be looking at it based on what I'm hearing from you.
Well, I mean, we just need less fat in it, okay? When we eat fat, fat is not the enemy. It just needs to be good fat. But when we say lean meat, we're talking about chicken without the skin, all right? Chicken breast, turkey breast, ground turkey. We're talking about beef, sirloin, tenderloin, round steaks, pork from pork. It's the pork tenderloins, pork chops. You know, so there are lean meat is a lot of good options. We just have to stay away from the fried food, you know.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Nope, don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris pulling out to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. A month ago, the race was a virtual dead heat right after Harris got into the race. Poll director Charles Franklin won't call it a post-convention bounce.
We haven't seen much evidence of a post-convention bounce in other polling and national polling. So maybe we're catching a bounce that others haven't caught. Maybe it's happening here, but not nationally.
The poll was taken before Tuesday night's debate. Meanwhile, Tammy Baldwin has a 5-point lead over Eric Hovde among likely voters in the race for U.S. Senate. Wisconsin's bow hunting season for deer starts Saturday. The season runs until January 5th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's archery and crossbow deer hunting season officially gets underway on Saturday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to take the proper safety precautions, like wearing a safety harness in a tree stand and informing someone where you're going and when you expect to come back. The archery and crossbow hunting season will run through January 5th or January 31st, depending on where you live. The DNR also has new hunting resources available on their website and mobile app. The city of Duluth is proposing $14 million in tax assistance for Sofidel, a paper manufacturing company that recently acquired the Duluth paper mill property. City officials say the incentive could create up to 160 new jobs in the area. They also say the company is planning an expansion as part of the $250 million investment project, but they need some financial assistance to make it a reality. Officials are looking into a tax increment financing tool to help and will vote on that package in October. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Dream Kardashian, 7, has her own Instagram. She's the daughter of Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian. He's the youngest of proud grandma Kris Kardashian's talentless but attention-hungry clan. But Kim K's son, Saint West, was the first to have a YouTube channel at 8. Not sure what took so long. Before you judge, just know that Kim made her son sign a very strict contract regarding said YouTube account that she shared on the gram. The contract does not involve talking to strangers. Oh no. It has him promising not to share family info, like they do every week on their numerous pandering reality shows, or film anything personal. Really, Kim? St. West, who even at the age of 8 must know his name is nauseating, is also not allowed to film or record when his sibling, North, is recording. That's his 11-year-old sister. You can't be too careful. I mean, can you imagine how people are chomping at the bit to get a bootleg copy of an 11-year-old whose voice hasn't even changed yet? Those Kardashians are hard to keep up with. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. Could see a few scattered showers and thundershowers tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, featuring Sandy's Popper from Kenosha. Miss Harbor City's Jenna Watkins joins the show, and Al Petrelli from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's gonna take time. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It is Thursday, and that means you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
And thanks for this invaluable information. I've shared it with many. And also thanks for the okay to bring up another health subject. Mine this morning has to do with the concern of microplastics finding their way into our bodies through the air we breathe and the food and the beverages affecting our vital organs like kidneys and liver. And the latest I've heard is that microplastics are finding their way into brain tissue. So they're apparently crossing the blood-brain barrier. And so I was wondering, and that's, you know, meant to be protective. Dr. Omar, could you comment on this, please? I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Mary, thank you, as always, for great, great questions.
Thank you, Mary, for providing information into this important topic. Microplastics are typically very small particle size of plastics, less than 5 millimeter in size. 5 millimeter is less than that would be considered as microplastics. They can be ingested through food and water. They can be found in seafood, especially or particularly shellfish. It can be inhaled through the air. They can be airborne. They can be coming from the cosmetics, microbeads, all right? So they can cause inflammation, toxicity, cross blood-brain barrier, which is a problem. And that's why detoxification of the body and the system is very important. Drinking enough water through the day, all right, that is very important. There are pitchers of water that you should sit next to you and you drink water through the day, not just in the morning or in the evening, but just from the time that you wake up, drink enough water. And then once or twice a year, I would recommend a detox program based on supplements that would have silymarin and that would have things that help to activate the liver, to help with detoxification, getting rid of toxins. And of course, the master antioxidant glutathione. Make sure that you have this in your GPS of your brain, glutathione, the master antioxidant of the body that recharges other antioxidants, that we make less from the glutathione. After we're 20 years old, our stores of this important antioxidant that's in every cell of our bodies, we make less of this. So taking it as a supplement also is going to be a good idea for people who are worried about toxicity that can come from something as problematic as microplastics.
You know, Dr. Omar, there are people who have never detoxified their bodies.
Yeah.
What is the inherent danger of living your life and never having detoxified your body?
Inflammation, not being able to lose weight. And this is very important for people who never go through a detox program, who cannot lose weight. Now, if you have a lot of toxins in the body, those toxins are lipophilic. It means they like fats. They need to be diffused in fat cells so they do not kill the body, okay? So for many people who are overweight and obese, when they try to lose weight, they gain weight quickly because when they lose weight, they lose the fat cells. And the toxins get to be more concentrated, and they try to bring back the fat cells so they wouldn't make you very sick. So you're going to have problems with weight loss if you have high toxic burden, more inflammation, more prone to getting things like cancers, autoimmune conditions, and cardiovascular risks. And just inflammation means many sort of disease. So we need to eat healthy, eat more veggies and fruits, take the right supplements. A multivitamin for most men is very important because men tend to not take anything. We see more women coming to the store asking about supplements, much more than men, because men tend to feel like, okay, strong, silent type. I'm strong, I'm taking care of myself, take care of everybody, and then until we're
so,
it's too late.
So So you know me that well, huh?
we're all in the same boat. And that's why I tell men, if you are just, you know, one of those people that are us who don't like to take a lot of things, just take a strong multivitamin through the day. Something like Active Life, that's 10 times better than most multivitamins I see in the department stores. Take a good multivitamin, take good fish oil, omega-3, eat breakfast, check your testosterone levels, and that's kind of ABC of longevity and living healthy.
By the way, I take that multivitamin every day. It makes a difference, my wife and I, every day. Let's go to Tom from Richland Center. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Doctor. I'm the guy who was talking about grass-fed beef the other day.
Oh, yes.
The doc just mentioned omega-3. That's what our beef has instead of, is it omega-6, I believe, is the other one? When you cook a hamburger from store-bought beef, if you get the 70% lean, they call it, you get half the pan full of grease. If you get the 90%,
yes,
you get whatever, half inch. With our beef, you have to butter the pan. There's moisture comes out, but no grease. If you look at our hamburger that we just got back, we got 325 one-pound packages of hamburger from our last animal we had slaughtered in our freezer. So that's crazy. I'd love to cook you some burgers. There's little tiny white dots occasionally in the red meat. It's not half and half or whatever what you normally see. And you mentioned marbling. Marbling is super important to make it tender. But that, when you're feeding on grass, that doesn't happen to like the 25th month, 24th month, whatever. So you can't go 30 months because of mad cow disease. But you can, like 25 months, the animals have, the last couple of months, especially in the summer on really good grass, have fattened up and filled in all those little spots with the omega-3 fat. And taste, you mentioned, the taste is phenomenal. The taste is, people go nuts when they taste the meat that's really marbled well with omega-3. And I just want to mention potatoes. We grow vegetables, too. We grow our own potatoes on heavy dirt up here in the Driscoll's area. Most of the potatoes you buy in the store from the sand areas, and the only reason is the machines dig the sand better than they dig the good dirt. But our heavy dirt, we just cut the potatoes, go through a little process, and fry them in canola oil. And I can't eat salt these days, but a little bit of salt on them. Nothing else. They are absolutely to die for, and it's because of the potatoes.
Hey, Tom, man. I still got some time on the air. You're making me hungry. Hey, Tom, I asked you to leave your number the other day, and I went off and forgot it. Do it again, and I'm going to reach out to you, I promise you. Calvin, remind me to make sure I get his number before I leave. Thank you very much for the call, Tom, as always. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
Well, I'm hungry, too, so make that two hamburgers.
Me too. Make them three.
I have 2 points I want to talk to Dr. Omar. I ran an outfit, and I took a heart surgeon hunting, and it was in the morning, and he described why we feel good in the morning, and he told me it was because of the oxygen content being the highest. So my second point tied to that point is I noticed at home, if I use an old-fashioned window fan and pull that outside air into the bedroom, I seem to sleep even better than I normally sleep, which is pretty good. Dr. Omar, what do you think about that?
Thank you very much for the call.
That's oxygenation and the air quality and opening the window, if you like. This is very important, oxygenation of the lungs and the cells of the body. Of course, you would sleep better because of the, especially if you are in an area with higher air quality. So that gets me to, when you see the statistics of the soccer players and football, people who go to high elevation where there is less oxygen, the teams that go to play on the high elevation, many of those teams lose the match because they get to be tired very quickly. So, of course, the higher quality of oxygen that you take, more oxygenation, better oxygenation for the cells, more nitric oxide, and that helps every cell of the body. I want to also talk a little bit about the importance of grass-fed beef, because we hear grass-fed beef, grass-fed beef. So I just want to say that there is science behind it. The grass-fed beef are higher on the omega-3 fatty acids, and more omega-3 is healthier for the heart. Also, the grass-fed beef, they have more antioxidants, vitamin E, and glutathione, and that helps then supports the liver and helps to decrease and reduce the risk of chronic disease like cancer and heart disease. And they are also don't have added hormones and antibiotics. Grass-fed cattle don't have those and those growth hormones, which make them long-lasting health benefits for the body. So there is science behind it. That's why it's more expensive, but you're investing in your health.
All right,
you have that.
Let's go to Jackie from Glendale. Good morning to you, Jackie. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Morning, Earl. Morning, Dr.
Good
Omar.
Morning.
I just have a quick question. Jackie. What is the most absorbable protein? Because when they tested me, I had none in my blood, none in my plasma. So I just don't, they said, don't, I'm not absorbing it. Is there a protein, like if you take maybe the drink, like a protein drink, would that be more absorbable?
Great question.
That's a very good question. I want to tell you that if you take branched chain amino acids, you would find it under the name BCCA, branched chain, BCAA, branched chain amino acids. These would be powders that would contain the amino acids with the concentration that is needed for optimum health for your muscles. Branched chain amino acids that contain leucine, L-E-U-C-I-N-E, 2.5 grams per serving, because leucine is very important, one of the most, if not the most important amino acids in the body that signals something called mTOR, M-T-O-R, and that helps with the protein synthesis. So not all proteins are equal, but if you get enough leucine, and we need this leucine, very important, because activation of muscle synthesis, it gets to be very important. But if we talk about food, one of the some of the most absorbable proteins are in eggs, all right, gold standard for protein absorption. You can eat eggs every day. That's not going to make your cholesterol go bad. Whey protein. Casein protein, which is in the milk, it's also absorbed slowly and slower than the whey protein, but it has longer effect in the body. Fish, and try to eat healthy fish that are in deep waters. Chicken and turkey, beef. So even in Greek yogurt, there is protein. So there are options. You can call me in the pharmacy and I'll give you some of the options if you need something to hack your day into more concentration of proteins, because there's some very healthy powders that are professional grade that have enough proteins to kick the muscle synthesis in the body, and then you accommodate the rest with the foods that you eat.
You know, Dr. Omar, I was at a good friend's 80th birthday party celebration the other day, and I'm looking at all of these men either in their 80s or approaching their 80s or beyond it, and they all are healthy. They're still playing 18 rounds of golf, and your body doesn't have to be broken down. You don't have to be on a cane. And
yes,
and, you can still have a quality of life as we age. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's what I agree on for sure.
All right. 844-967-2789. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Thursday, that means Thursdays, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, before we get out of here, vaccinations.
Yes. Vaccinations.
The American people, unfortunately, many are turning away from vaccinations. And illnesses and diseases that had been eradicated in the past are working their way back. What do you want to say to the listening audience about vaccinations and why you should not listen to somebody who's not a doctor or a scientist about these vaccinations?
As a pharmacist, I want to say that vaccines are some of the most studied science in the medical field, most researched, and it's meant for public health protection. So they are effective tools to prevent infectious disease, reduce transmission, severity of the illness, and there is science behind it. And yes, some vaccines have failed over the years, but they are very important for especially the people from us, like the population that have chronic disease, and we need to make sure that they are protected. Like, I'm okay with people having different views, but make sure that if you have certain view, make sure that there's science behind it. We're worried because it's kind of, this is a vaccination season, and we see much less people getting the COVID vaccines, but we see a lot of people are getting sick with COVID now, including my friends in the field. So if we take less vaccines and we're kind of getting to the season where there's transmission of disease, that's a challenge. We want to decrease hospitalization, mortality. We are seeing now chickenpox coming back,
right,
because of vaccination. People are not giving vaccines to their children. So there are core vaccines that kind of we can agree on, and some vaccines we can debate on. But I want to tell you earlier that we have a friend that just got shingles, and my friend stayed out for a whole month because of the symptoms of shingles, how severe it became. And it's just like the Shingrix vaccine is protecting from shingles up to 97%. So when people don't get this vaccine and it's approved 50 years plus, it's kind of a problem. It's something that you have to check off your list of things to worry about. People are not getting the flu shot, and I understand that some people are worried about getting the flu shot because they tell you, if when I get the flu shot, I end up with a flu after a few months because it was not the year that was intended to give the most protection. But I want to give you an example. My wife gets sick every year with the flu, and if she doesn't get the flu shot, she gets sicker and sicker. So the question is, all right, I have my own views, but how about my parents? How about my children? We have to make sure that we protect the community and we have this kind of collective conscious of understanding and caring for each other.
You and I have both had shingles. And I mean to tell you, you know, if you haven't had the shingles vaccination, then you attract or contract shingles, you wish you had have gotten you would wish that you had gotten the vaccination.
Yeah, because I still have it on my arm. I have those kind of pimples that left mark on my arm from shingles. It was one of the worst pains on my life. If I didn't have this formula that helped me to kind of heal it fast, topical formula, I would be taking a couple of weeks off from work and I wouldn't go to one of the most important trainings in my life. So I am very thankful to treatments for shingles, but I ask myself, what if I didn't even need to have it at that time? But I was not in the age to get the Shingrix vaccine. The Shingrix vaccine was not out at that time. The vaccine that was out there would give like 50-60% protection at that time. But this is something that we need to check off our list for anyone above 50 years old. Many insurances cover it. Medicare covers it. So we have to be careful. We have to be understanding that these vaccines are important.
Well, you know, Dr. Omar, not to mention the pain associated with it. And it's a prime example of something that you really don't have to have. You don't really have to contract shingles as we've aged because there's something there that can prevent it now. And back when I contracted it, it wasn't included in Medicare, and the cost of the vaccine was about $300 or $400. So it was prohibitive then. That's not the case now.
It's not the case now. Most pharmacies are offering it, and it's two series. You take one today, you take another one 2 to 6 months. So one today, one in 2 months, and you're done. Once and done. You're not going to take it every year.
Yeah, I don't remember my toes or fingers falling off. Or
they're not. You know, pain, side pain, local side pain can be a stomach upset for 1 or 2 days. But I haven't seen over the course of the last few years, for like 7-8 years I've been giving it, I haven't seen something beyond that.
So are many people coming in to get those vaccinations?
Yes, we had more people coming to get it first when it was released. I still see people that didn't get the Shingrix vaccine that we recommended to me and my friends in department stores. I have a friend of mine in the department store, a pharmacy, that he's like a champion in the state for the number of vaccines he's giving. Every person that he asks, did you get the Shingrix vaccine? They tell him no, so he convinces them to take it. So it's like, you know.
All right, Dr. Omar, it's great as always. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Kiss the babies and the wife, and we'll see you in a week.
Thank you.
All right, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. On the other side, got a lot to talk about, so hang on.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we welcome the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson, back to the program. Your calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.